Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Bev Moffat from Travel and Cruise Fundamentals. How are you, Bev?
Not too bad, thanks, Sally.
So tell us, what is Travel and Cruise Fundamentals?
We're a retail travel agency located in Woollerton, we do pretty much all sorts of travel, leisure, groups, and we also have our own small group escorted tours to Southern Africa. We've been in business for 21 years, previously as a Harvey World Travel, and in 2010 we decided to go out on our own.
Right. So what was that? What made you make that decision to go out on your own?
More so that we were directed by our clients' requirements rather than a franchise requirement. So we could sell the product that our clients wanted. We could put together our own product without having to be directed by a company as to what we could and couldn't do and to whom we could direct our business. So we did quite a bit of research and decided to bite the bullet and go out on our own.
So tell me, what has the difference been from using a franchise product to being able to create your own?
Well, obviously the first one is that the buck stops here. So if we get it wrong, we are ultimately responsible. Secondly is that we can talk to our clients, find out what they want to do, and create product that suits them, not something that's directed ultimately by a third party. And of course, thirdly, the financial part of it is that we are not financially beholden to a franchise environment. So again, the responsibility remains with us.
So what are your most popular destinations? What do you specialise in?
We have a few specialist areas. My specialist areas are obviously Africa. It's where I grew up and go back to regularly. We also specialise in cruise, thus the cruise in our name, Travel and Cruise Fundamentals. We do a lot of Africa. We do a lot of Europe, North America. We pretty much do everywhere, but our specialist areas would be cruise, Africa, Europe and North America.
So let's talk a little bit about an African package that you would put together. How would that work?
Well, we've got we have done two tours previously where we focus on Southern Africa, generally a 14-day itinerary. We tend to focus on 4 to 5 star product and include as much as possible so that once our clients are travelling with us, they're not constantly putting their hands in their pockets. We research where we take our clients to for dinner. We try and include a lot of local restaurants and so on so that they get a feel for the country that we're travelling in. We go out into the bush and do safaris. We choose to do that in private reserves, so the number of visitors at any one sighting is restricted rather than having 10 or 20 vehicles all trying to have a look at a lion. Mm-hmm. There may be 2 or 3 at the most, so you know, it enhances the client's expectations and experiences once they're there. We keep the group small, a maximum of 12, including my husband and I who take the groups, and that's so that there can be one of us in each vehicle, and so there's always a person who's got local experience as well as the guides with the clients.
Do you think people appreciate you have that kind of understanding and knowledge of the country when you're taking them there?
Certainly. All the clients that we've taken have come back just absolutely raving, saying that it was great to have somebody who knew the destination. Obviously, product changes as we go through the years, but we do try and keep up to date. We do research the product that we sell, so we go and check the hotels and the lodges and so on that we stay in. So we tend not to use unknown product. And we build relationships with the locals. We have a dedicated company that we use based over in South Africa that does all our ground handling for us. So there's always the security of us knowing the destination, speaking the languages, knowing the cultures, and of course then having somebody on the ground in the event that there is an emergency.
And how does it work when you're taking tours to Europe?
Pretty much the same thing. We still tend to try and keep the group size small. Again, just so that there is more of a personal experience. We are not interested in taking groups of 100 people because to us that loses that personal touch. And it's very hard to, keep in touch with 100 people at a time as opposed to 10 or 12 where you build a relationship with them. You can go out and have a fun dinner and you're all can sit at a table, at one table or two at the most, rather than spread through a whole restaurant. So the experience is very different, very personal, and building good relationships with your clients, and most of them become really good friends as a result of that.
And do you find that that helps them comes back to you when they're wanting to go on their next trip?
Definitely. Whether they're looking at going on a small group journey or whether they're looking at doing other travel, because you've built that rapport with the clients, you get to know somebody when you spend 2 weeks with them on a day-in, day-out basis. So they get to know your likes and dislikes and you get to know theirs. It does make a big difference when they're looking to do alternate travel rather than just coming with us on our group tours.
Now, your business is still a bricks and mortar business.
Definitely.
How can people get in contact with you?
Several ways. Obviously, telephone. They can call us at any time. Our number is 08-9332-2363. They can email us, either me personally. My email address is bev@travelandcruise.com.au. Or they can come into our store. We are located in the Southlands Shopping Centre in Burrendar Boulevard in Willerton. So we're happy to deal with clients in any one of those ways, either face-to-face, by phone, by email, whatever works for them.
Wonderful. So if you're down in the Southlands area or you just want to take a trip, come down and see Bev. And what's your husband's name?
Charles.
So Bev and Charles. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 today.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.